A dentist we shall call Chapin and his family say they will never forget the last days of January 1986, the beginning of the family's chemical nightmare. The Chapins found termites in their large two-story house in a southwestern city. They hired a major pest control chain to eradicate the termites. The firm said it would use a pesticide called chlordane. Mr. Chapin, a dentist who knows something about toxic chemicals, was not sure the treatment would be safe.
My concern was if they could apply it so it would kill the buggies without killing the people inside the house. Are there any alternatives? Are there any other ways of doing this? Are you sure it's going to be okay? We'll take care of it. They took care of it.
Within hours of the chlordane treatment, Chapin says he felt disoriented, so sick he was forced to leave his home and move into a trailer in his driveway.
I was just confused. I was just out of it. It was freezing at night, and they'd bring food out to me, and there was no electricity there, and I couldn't sleep anyway. And I'd be crying because I didn't know how to resolve this. When could I get back in the house? I was suicidal for a while. I just, literally, I had a gun in my hand at one time. I saw no way out of it. I felt so terrible. And my fear was, when am I going to have a clear head again?
Now, 1 year later, the family's trouble with chlordane still is not over. They've had to move from place to place. Federal officials who say they don't know what levels of chlordane might be safe have not helped, and Chapin says he doesn't know what to do.
My boys want to go home. They just want their home again. They want to go back to their house. Every time we drive by it, it just has tremendous emotions because we want so badly to be in our home, and yet then again, I don't want to go back there because there's still measurable chlordane. It's very low. Their lawyers are going to tell me you can make Christmas cookies out of it. It's so safe. I know it isn't. I know what it did to me. It terrifies me. I don't want to go in there and start being tingly and crazy again. I don't want to raise my children, you know. Would you want your kid raised breathing that stuff?
The best-selling chemical used to kill termites in this country is causing trouble for people. It's called chlordane. It's making the air in many houses toxic. It's making people sick, forcing them to abandon their property. The public is generally unaware of the dangers of chlordane. Cases of poisoning effects go unreported and undiagnosed, and the federal government is not sure how much chlordane, if any, is safe.
In one word, the chlordane problem seems worse. In fact, toxicologists like Daniel Teitelbaum of the University of Colorado Medical Center say household chlordane poisoning cases have become almost routine.
They're not at all rare. Every year I see three or four patients with a very similar kind of pattern, and we just are now fairly convinced that this is typical chlordane disease. I mean, this is not a rare problem anymore.
Nobody keeps track of the number of chlordane cases, but I've been following chlordane's toxic trail across the country for only about 6 weeks now, and I've found dozens of people in more than a dozen states whose doctors say they've been poisoned recently by chlordane. In many cases, families have literally abandoned their homes. They've abandoned a lifetime of savings because the homes were so contaminated and they got so sick. Consider Ruth Gonneau in Beckley, West Virginia. When the symptoms first hit about 2 weeks after Orkin treated her home, she thought she was having a stroke.
I was making my bed and I just couldn't pick up my pillow. Couldn't move my fingers, had no strength in my arms. Went to the emergency room of the hospital and it was kind of scary.
Or consider Roger Chapin in a major city in the Southwest. That's a pseudonym, actually. He's a dentist and doesn't want his name used. After a major pest control chain treated his large brick home with chlordane last January, Chapin felt so sick and so crazy that he fled his house and moved into a trailer in the driveway.
It was freezing at night, and they'd bring food out to me, and there was no electricity there, and I couldn't sleep anyway. And I'd be crying because I didn't know how to resolve this. I was suicidal for a while. I just, literally, I had a gun in my hand at one time. I saw no way out of it. I felt so terrible. My fear was, when am I going to have a clear head again?
Chapin's family hasn't lived in the house since. Or take the case of Larry and Kelly Pirtle in Houston, Texas. For more than 1 year after an exterminator treated their home in 1984, the Pirtles and their children suffered all the classic symptoms of chlordane poisoning, although they didn't realize it at the time. Feeling sick to the stomach.
I was just habitually nauseated most every day, you know, just constantly had a feeling that I needed to throw up.
And the awful headaches.
You know, like some families wake up in the morning and have a cup of coffee. You know, our family would wake up and we would all take a Tylenol or aspirin. I mean, because the headache just never seemed.